Vishvir was made available, Le'ili Nishmas, Zev Burach ben Shmiel, and Feige Bas Anon Yeshaya. Tahay Nishmu Sam Tzrira B'Tzroir HaChaim.
Test like in Tov, Omed Bey. 19 shows up in the Bible, Seisha Tzibur. It began this last time. Teisha Tzibur in Shal Matzah. There are nine piles of matzah. Different piles, and all matzah. And one pile is chomets. And the arba came, a rat came and took from one of the piles. We saw him take from one of the piles. But we don't know if he took matzah or chomets. Now, it's a question, Rashi says. If it was chametz, you have to be Vedic again. And Tesis learns, it's a question, if we found it, he dropped it and ran away. Do we say it's matzah, and it's mutar, it's chametz, it's sasa. I know, so that is the case of Teisha Chanuyas. We'll soon learn if there are nine stores that sell kosher meat and one sells meat that's also, and somebody went and bought from one of the places and now he doesn't know from which one, so we say kol kavua, since he went to the place where that Taifa store was. And that's Kavua. And in a case like that, you don't go after the Raif. Well, you went to the Mokim or Isa, so you don't go after the Raif. Now, remember now, the store is not lost among the stores. We know which store is not kosher. It's a Mokim Kavua, it's not Taruvis. Not mixed in. And since he went and bought from one of the stores, we don't know which one, there's a special halacha that's called Kavua Kemechsa Mechsadon. So here also, since the Ahbar took in our presence, we saw him take its Kavua and Kemechsa Mechsadon and say that. The person asks, there, by Teisha Hanui is talking about Isha Deraisa, Bosa Shein Eshchuta. So therefore, Kavua Kemech Samech, Safik Deraisa is also. So here, the Blikas Chomets is the Rabbonon, so Safik Rabbonon should be the Kula. And therefore, Teisha learns, not in the matter of Vedika, the question is the matter of the Chomets itself, or the food itself, is it considered chomets and it's asr, or it's matz and it's mutzah? So therefore, since it's a question of sofik d'rabbanan, called kavua kemechsa mechsa, it's asr. Perish. Suppose it had separated from the piles, not by means of anything that we saw. We'd have blown it off, and we found one piece lying on the ground, and we don't know from which pile it had been blown off, from the piles of matzah or the pile of chametz. In that case, the also arbo, the shoka, they took it, and the sefer. The tnan, I first told the relation of the sefer. The sefer means pirish. When you find it separated, so you go after the right, as mutar. If not, Teisha Chanuyas Kulam Mechiz B'Sar Shchuta V'Achas Mechel B'Sar Nevelo B'Lo Kach. He bought. This man went and bought Me'Achas Mehen, but now we ask him, where did he buy from? Eino Yudha doesn't know. Me'Zim Ben Lo Kach. Because he didn't know that one of them was not kosher. Sfeiko also, because that's the din of Kol Kavua, since he went to the place where it was Kavua, the place where all the Tefas were, it's Kamechsa al Mechsa. Oh, he doesn't know that he went to the Tefa place. But since he went to a place and took it as Mechsa al Mechsa, and it's up. Obenimsa, but suppose you find a piece of meat in the street, Halach Acharei. She also, if they found a piece lying on the ground, so we say, it comes from the Reiv, it came from Matzah, say that. Shnei Tziburi Nechad Shal Matzah Nechad Shal Chomets. Two piles. One is Matzah, one is Chomets. But if Nehem Shnei Botim, Echad Botim, Echad Shnei Botim. And nearby are two houses. One is already Botim, one is not Botim. But also Shnei Arborim. And there came two Arborim, Echad Shal Kol Matzah, Echad Shal Chomets. And this we saw. One took Matzah, one took Chomets. And each one entered one of the houses. But we don't know, hey Ayel, hey Lahai Ayel, which went to this house that was Bodu? And then you have to read it again, the hey Lahai Ayel. So if the one with the Matzah went to the house that was Bodu, everything's all right. The one with the Chomets went to the house that was not Bodu, you have to read it again anyhow. But if the one with the Chomets went to the house that was already Bodu, you have to read it again. So he said, what's the answer to this question? Heinrich, they cook. That's a dinner, two cookers, two baskets or boxes. It's not a lion. Shtei cookers. Acha shol chulim, acha shol tumim. Two baskets. One is full of chulim, one is full of tumim. But if they are, shnei soyim. And in front of them are two saw. Means two small bushels of quartz. Achas shall chum, achas shall tumah. And the quartz were emptied into the basket, one quart into each basket. So it's a question, if the tumah fell into the tumah, it's all right. The chum fell into the chumah. Or maybe the tumah fell into the chumah. And therefore, both baskets are permissible only to a kayah. The novel Eilu Soch Eilu, each basket fell into, each quart fell into one of the baskets, emptied itself out of one of the baskets. Mutar, both baskets are mutar to eat for Yisrael. She anem of kol, no, both baskets are mutar to eat for, mutar to eat. She anem, what I say, chulen, let's say chulen of, the chulen fell into the chulen, and the tumen fell into the tumen. Now, understand that. We're saying that because it's a case of Tumen Rabban, like we'll soon see. There's another parish. The Argimorat follows a parish that is Tumen Rabban. This is another parish. And this is Tumen Rabban. So therefore, it's a Sofek. If the Tumen fell into the Chulin, made it Asaf. Because even though the Tumah did fall into the Chulin, it would only be Isur the Rabbana. The Tumah the Rabbana mixed with the Chulin. Therefore, since it's a Safed, the Rabbana, so we say as follows, that the Tumah fell into the Tumah, and the Chulin fell into the Chulin. Since it's a Safed, the Rabbana, we allow ourselves to choose the more lenient of the two possibilities. It could be, of course, that the Tumah fell into the Chulin. But since it's the Rabbanan, so we say, Chulin fell into the Chulin, and therefore, the basket of Tumah is Tumah, and the basket of Chulin is Chulin. So here also, since Bdikas Chometz is the Rabbanan, we'll say also that the Arba with the Matzah went to the house as Bodek already, and the Arba with the Chometz went to the house which is not Bodek. Say that. The comparison to Shtei Kupis is not correct because Eimer, we can say, when do we say She'ani Eimer, that most likely the Tumah fell into the Tumah, and the Cholin to the Cholin, to the Tumah the Rabbanah. It's talking about Tumah of apples and oranges, things like that. The Tumah is only the Rabbanah. So therefore, the Tumah the Rabbanah, Sofei the Rabbanah is Lekula. You can allow yourself to choose the more favorable of the two possibilities. But Chomesh is the Raisa. Me, I'm reading the Yisrael, the same time of Svora, that you say that the Chomesh went into the house, was not bothered, and the Mas went to the house, was bothered. In the Raisa, you have to get rid of your Chomesh. Chomesh, the Raisa, me, I'm reading. And three more, Otu, second line, Otu, fragment Otu, Likas Chomesh, the Raisa, Likas Chomesh, the Raisa. The Rabbanu, the obligation to look for Chomesh only the Rabbanu, the Midra Raisa, the Beetle, the Alvis, so the Mirate, it's enough just to make Beetle. And even though you have Chomesh still left someplace, as long as you're Mevatel it, it's not considered yours anymore, you're not either. Only the Chomesh said you have to get rid of it, you might come to eat it. Since only he said the Rabbanu, so he says, so he the Rabbanu, the Kur, say that. The bottom text was Tiger State Cookers. The more I had asked Akasha from, not Akasha, more wanted to bring a proof from the two cookers to the din of the two piles of hummus, one of hummus, one of matzah, and the two houses. The text said, Hach Sugye, the medamet that compares Blikas Hummus to State Cookers, will also be Heshlok. It doesn't come out like Heshlok. The Muki, he explains it, the Shili of Omens, the Hach, the story of Shtei Kupis, Kishara b'chulet ala tumah, that the chulet and the basket has more than the amount of tumah that fell in, which means this follows. Min ha-toyo, if tumah falls into chulim, it's bottled b'roiv. But mid rabbanan, he says, not bottled, unless you have 100 times as much. You need mayor. So therefore, the whole question here, since the chulin and the chulin basket is more than the quart of tumah that could have fallen in, it's only a question of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, beetle b'reiv and not enough. By tumah, you have to have mayor. So therefore, we can allow ourselves this leniency and say that Tumah was served, Tumah was served, Chul was served, Chul was served. But only shyly, even if the Tumah had fallen to the Chulim, if he bottled the rave anyhow, Smidarais is already Mutah. But this too, he didn't come out that way. Otherwise, the Moor wouldn't have anything to ask. The Moor thinks, L'chatchilet, that this is a question of the Araisa. That's the one thinks, L'chatchilet. Elo, Kabi Yechanen. The low boy, Hosim Rabbi Yechanan doesn't require it should be more chulin in the basket than the quart of tumah. Even though the chulin in the basket is also nothing but a quart or less than a quart. The Lededei, Osi Shapir, the Medame Chomes Lahi. He compares Chomes to that case. So they're both cases where it's Isa deraisa, so the more thinks in the Hava Minut. The more thinks Isa deraisa here, Isa deraisa there. That's the more thinks. It's not a question of Beetle deroi. The more thinks if it's Tumah deraisa and Chomesh deraisa. That's the more thought of Chatchila when the mayor made the comparison. That's all. Now, according to this, the more thought at first that both are deraisa because the Cholin and the basket of Cholin were not enough to be mevatel. The quarter Tumah deraisa. The Gemara answers no. It's talking only about Tumah derabbanan. Either it's Tumah of apples, or the Rashi says Tumah bezman hazeh, which is only the Rabbanan. That's why it says Shan Yemen. But Chomesh is deraisa? The Gemara answers Chomesh is also the Rabbanan, because the Bittul Baal Mesogi say that. In the Gemara, in the third Shura down from the top, the last word, Sibur. The third shura down from the top, the last word, Siva. Siva Recha Shul Chomets. One pile of Chomets.
or the final days brought to Midutim. And the front of that tzibur, that pile, are two houses, both were bottoms. The also Arba Rishoka. Arba came and took from the pile of, and he went into one of the houses. We don't know which house he went into. So the question, what do you do? He went to one of the two houses. They have to be ready again or not. So he says, I know that's the case of Shnei Shvirim. Two roads. I thought it was the case. Did not learn the Mishnah. Shnei Shvirim, there were two roads. Echad Tomei. One was Tomei because a mess was buried on the one of the roads. One of the roads had been built over an old cemetery, let's say. So they amazed him. So anybody walks on that road becomes Tomei Mess. The Echad Tomei, the other road was Toher. The Holach, the Echad Mehem. A man went on one of these roads. It doesn't remember which one. We all saw Taharas, and then he made Taharas. So we would say that the Sofek Tumim Vishus Arabim, Sveka Toya, a road is Vishus Arabim. Somebody else came, Boholach Vishim went on the other road, was the Taharas. Now, had it been just one case alone, we would say, Sofek Tumim Vishus Arabim, Sveka Toya. Now we have two cases, and both can be Toya. Because one of them surely went on the shvil that was Tomei. So what do you do? Rabbi Yehuda Amen. He said, it depends how they presented the question to us. If he came and asked each one separately, what's my din? So on each one we say, Mutot Torah, because each one of the Sofek Tumim Vishus Arabim, Sveka Torah. Shnei and Vasachas Tmei, they both come together and ask, you can't do something that's against logic. You can't say Sofek Tumim Vishus Arabim Sveka Toya when you know one is surely Tomei. But it's a Vadai. Not a Sofek anymore. When two come, one is Vadai Tomei. So therefore, it's like a Sani Sofek Daraisa and both are Tomei. Here you cannot say the principle Sofek Tumim Vishus Arabim Sveka Toya. But one is surely Tomei. Rabbi Yosei Emer Bein Kacho Bein Kach Tmei. It seems, even if they came separately, they're Tomei. But the Rabbi says not so. We all know, the Rabbi came to explain. He came to some Rabbi Yehud. Bibas Achas, and they both came together and asked, what's our din? Everybody says they're Tomei. But you can't say Sofek Tumim, but the one is Vavei Tomei. Bizech has it, if they came one after the other to ask, Divrei HaKoyl, to hear him, because each one by himself is Sofek Tumim Vishus Arabim Sveka Toya. Lord Nechlik, what the Machlek is, El Bebali Shoel, all of El Chaber. Now I'm not learning Rashi Pshat here, learning Pshat Tesis and specific Subis, learns it anymore here, easier Pshat. He comes to ask on himself, and one man comes to ask. First he asks about himself, then he asks about his Chaber. That's what Tesis there learns. The machlek is either one man comes to ask, but he doesn't ask on both at once, but that would be Tomei. He asks first on himself, then he asks on the other man. Since it's one person coming, they're both questions, even though he's not asking both questions at once, first he's asking about one of them, then next after about the other one, first about himself, then about his chaver, still it's called basachas, because one man is asking both questions. And Rabbi Yehuda says, since you're asking the question not simultaneously, asking one question first, then other question afterwards, is considered each one Sofek Tumim Vishus Arabim Sveka Toya. Now how to apply it here, we'll soon see. First say that inside. Now by Shnei Shvilim, there's the element of Sofek Tumim Vishus Arabim Sveka Toya. And here the element of Sofek Arabon the Kula, the Chomet. So therefore, if it was a question asked by one party, the man in this house, you say, you don't have to be baited, Sofek Arabon the Kula. Then the other man asked, it's only the same thing. If they both came together to ask, then we say you have to be baited, Chomets. for the Sofei Rabbanon, if it's a Tarte Vesase, one of them surely is Osa, then he can't make both Muta. Suppose one came to ask about both of them. First he asked about one, then asked about the other. That's the Machlekes that we just talked about. One holds that they're coming asking about both. It's one party is asking about both, so you have to be baby both. You know, Sofei Rabbanon the cooler, but you can't be Mata Tal to the Sasa. The other one says, no, since he's not asking about both houses, it's one question. You know, it's one party. They're asking first about one of them, but the other house, each one that's Sofei Rabbanon. Say that. Sofek all. Suppose there's a Sofek if the Achba entered the house. There's one house, and the Achba had chametz in his mouth. That was certain. There's one house. And the Sofek if the Achba went to the house, he didn't go into the house. We saw him going with chametz in his house in the yard. Chametz in his mouth in the yard. Question, did he enter the house? Not enter the house. And Sofek off. The Sofek he went in. All means went in. Sofek loyal. Or Sofek he didn't go in. I know this we can compare to the case of a bika. A bika is a plain, a field that has a number of fields in it. A plain with a number of fields. Now, as far as we're concerned, it's like one big plain. But, or one big field. But since the fields have separate boundaries, so we call it a plain full of different fields. Actually, it's one big field, but different people own, or the fields are planted with different kinds of grain. There's some kind of way to designate each field as separate. Now, if now uplukta is a machlekes of Rabbi Elazar Rabbanon, did not be learned. Hanichnas lebika. If a man walks into a bika, bika is a plain with a number of fields. It's in the rainy season. In the rainy season, people don't walk in the fields. And therefore, it's a Shus HaYochid. Because to be a Shus HaRabim, you have to have a place where three people are at once. Shus HaRabim for Tumah has nothing to do with Shus HaRabim for Shabbos. Three people make it a Shus HaRabim. But you learn from a Soiter where there are only two people present. So three people are Shus HaRabim. Therefore, it's a Sofek Tumah be Shus HaYochid. But you don't have three people. The Tumah be Sodah place, and there's a Tumah in one of the fields. In one of the fields, there's a grave. Now, if he had entered that field, it would be a Sofek Tumah be Shus HaYochid. You don't know if he walked on the grave or not. The question here, you don't know if he entered that field or not. A man said, "Halachti b'mokim halos." I was walking at that plain. I don't know if I entered that field or not. Now you can consider it like this: the whole plain, you can consider it like a Shus HaYochid. It's desolate; nobody's there. Since it's one big Shus HaYochid, and there's a grave someplace in one of the fields. You can say, a Sofek Tumah be Shus HaYochid, maybe walk over the grave. But Rabbi Elazar Metaher. Why did he make a toy? Rabbi Elazar says, if it was just one field and he walked in, it's a Sofek, he walked over the grave or not. So Sofek Tumah be Shus HaYochid is Vegetamin. But here we consider each field as a separate entity, a separate Rishus. So we don't know if he entered the field at all. There's a Sofek if he entered that field, and even if he entered the field, maybe he didn't walk over the grave. So therefore, we don't call it a Sofek Tumah be Shus HaYochid, it's a Sfek Sfeker. And he's Matya Sfek Sfeker in Sofek Tumah. But Chachamim Mitamim. Chachamim say, after all, it's a Sofek Tumah be Shus HaYochid. The fact that the fields are separate from each other, doesn't make any difference. There's a grave in one of the fields, and it's a Sofek if you walked into that place where the grave was or not. Forget about the boundaries between the fields. The whole plain is like one big Shus HaYochid, and it's a Sofek if you entered or not.
or even if we'll say it at the plane, there are people on the plane, but in that field there weren't people. There's a suffix. Did he go into the Shusayah or not? So therefore, it's all one suffix. Suffix to me, did he walk into that field on the grave or not? So Homer say it's not called two sfeikas, and therefore it's a suffix to me, and sfeikah to me. Shehoya b'lezayim el suffix be a toya. If a suffix, if he came into the field, it's toya. Because it's a sfeikah. First, did he come into the field? Then he came into the field, it's a suffix if he walked over the grave or not. But suppose a man walked in a shusar yochid, and just a suffix if he touched the dead shells or not. Suffix magi, just a question, if he touched or not, suffix magi tumi is tumi. Because that's the din of suffix tumi shusar yochid. It's a suffix if he became tumi or not, it's tumi. But it's a suffix if he came into that shusar yochid. And even if he had come in, so if he walked over the grave, he considered the two separate sfeikas, and sfeikas met tahir, even the shusha yochid. Now, Homa considered one sfeik, because they say, after all, the sfeik, he walked over the grave or not, that's all the sfeik is. Now, first we'll see how, say that aside, then we'll see how it applies to here. Now, Rashi said, here, everybody agrees it's mutabah Homa, because the sfeik is one of the fuller. Here, by chometz, if the suffix, if the arba came into the house or not, everybody will agree that it's mutter, but the suffix are one of the kulot. So the question is, why do you have to bring a machlekes, a blessing, a chometz, and go to all that trouble, to show all that lumdus? They say, it's a suffix are one of the kulot, and finish. Talk about my kasha. So add a perish like this. Every time, if we knew that a rat went into a house with chometz in its mouth, we wouldn't say sofik d'rabbanan l'kula, because there's a good possibility that rat ate it up. Why bother being bitter chometz? It's sofik d'rabbanan, maybe the rat ate it up. But we see that chometz were gezer, despite that sofik. That's the din of biggest chometz. Despite that sofik, you have to be bitter. That's when you know the rat went in. But suppose the sofik the rat went in, then we add that suffix on top of this suffix, maybe it ate it up. Now you have a sfeik sfeikah. That's why he brings the story of Elizabeth. I'm talking over. One more point. Rashi learns the machlekes of Elizabeth and Racham is if it's a sfeik sfeikah or not. That's how we explain it. Elizabeth is a sfeik sfeikah. Suffix, he went into that field. If he did, maybe he didn't walk over the tumor. And Racham says, since it's all one place, one plane. So it's just a suffix, he walked over the grave or not. That's a Rashi. But Tesis learns it's a sfeik sfeikah according to everybody. But the machlekes is by a suffix, come and say, yochid, if a sfeik sfeikah, it will help. The Baleza says, yes. It helps to make him toya. The Homer says, just like one suffix, shouldn't be really tummy, but the person has a cheskes tahara. And still, suffix to me, shusha yochid, a sfeikah tummy, even against cheskes tahara. So Sarkumi Shishara Sfeika Tom, even if it's a sfeik sfeika. So Machlek is it not, if it's a sfeik sfeika or not, this is Lance, Machlek is it, a sfeik sfeika helps or not. Talk that over, and that's all for now.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor.com. Thank you.